Hey.
So this morning, I want to know, if this was Fear Factor, what are you willing to do to make sure that, like, if they had to tell you, what have you got to offer us so that we never implement load shedding? So would you date an ex? How far would you go? Would you quit your current job? How far are you willing to go? What are you willing to sacrifice or make an offering to Eskom so that they never load shed us again?
Would you break up with your current?
It's a good question. Wow. but then keep in mind, there will never be load shedding ever again.
Ever again.
But you got to make a sacrifice of some sort.
Yeah. Plus, we're the only country that knows about this load shedding thing.
Yeah, we're the only country that invented the word load shedding.
I wonder who started
Someone actually tweeted this, and I saw it because Eskom was like, oh, here's a couple of tips as to not using so much electricity in your house. They're like, start a fire and have a fireplace.
Huh?
They don't mean burn the house. They mean, like, you know, get the fireplace going.
Get the fireplace going.
And then someone else said, like, you guys are the only company in the world that tells its customers to use less of its product.
Yes, actually.
And yet you're still in existence.
Wow. I never saw it like that. Wow.
The problem is there's no alternative. It's a dictatorship. So Eskom doesn't ask us, hey guys, can we have load shedding? Eskom tells us we have load shedding.
Yeah, actually. We should do this thing of going off the grid.
Yeah, so my question to you this morning is, what are you willing to offer? What is your peace offering to Eskom so that we would never have load shedding again? What are you willing to sacrifice?
That's a tough one.
I don't think it's a tough one. I think that I'm sure there's a bag of things that you don't want anymore. You could be like, well, you can take my ex.
Well, they can take away your alcohol, your gin, your tequila. Is that okay?
And then he goes blasphemy. Quiet. I don't want you talking blasphemy on the show this morning, okay?
And then
you're being negative, Nancy. That's what you're being, okay? Please leave my tequila alone. My tequila did not bother anybody.
Right? They bring back alcohol, so they're taking away electricity. So I think that's the vision here.
So you got to pick one.
Yes.
Or what would your peace offering be to Eskom? Tweet us at UJFM. We'll put the Q&A up next.
Hectic.